Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Reel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone bunts towards third. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Johnson moves to third. Davis moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Davis scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reel moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reel scores. There goes Walker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Real hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Betancourt moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Reel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Tigers. Chad Kimsey now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogel scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Burns reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Real hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nap Klauser pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Nap Klauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Real fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Pauley now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.